And good Tuesday evening, everyone. On the horn with Keith Harris. Keith Harris live from Grand Junction Central High School. It's a non-league tilt between the Central Warriors and the Coleridge Titans. The girls. The girls are coming up first, and hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. We're glad to be back in action and getting ready to call some games. It's been a while, been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a little nice little break for us, but you know, it's just like anything. You look forward to the vacation, and then you look forward to when the vacation's over.
Yes, yeah. I've been itching to get back at, get the headset mic on, and call some action. We got Coleridge and Grand Junction Central non-league game. Coleridge. 6-1 for pretty much the month of December. And Grand Junction Central also 6-1. They won three straight. Coleridge won two in a row to finish out 2021. Here we go. Give you the starters in just a moment. The tip won by Coleridge. Jackie Comunas averaging almost 17 points a game through the month of December. Last year, average about 9 a game, but she has really developed as a point guard. She's got the ball, left-hand dribble. Kicks it over to Michaela Cheney. Commuters, left wing. Coleridge wearing their road blue uniforms. Here's a steal by number 5, Bryn Wagner. Bailey Ritterbush, Jr. Wagner's got the ball. She's a sophomore calling out the play at the circle. We're courtside here at Grand Junction Central. They've got the extended scorers table.
Yeah.
There's four sections of this thing.
Yeah, different perspective, that's for sure.
Ball's out of bounds, central ball. Wagner has it. She's double-teamed at the high post. Now coming up to help her out is Christina Manzanares. Manzanares is double-teamed, ball knocked away. She gets it back, lobs it up to Wagner. Pass down low to the post, taken by Ritterbush. And she throws the ball away. But it was last touched.
Yeah, I think Largent got a hand on it.
Rayleigh Largent. Called the Coleridge game. It's our first game of the season back in early December. No score yet. Here's a three-pointer from the far corner by Ritterbush. That's an air ball. Loose ball chased down by Central. Picked up by Sasha Rascone. Here's a 10-foot jumper knocked down by Bryn Wagner. And Central on the board. Wagner with the buckets. 2-0. Here's a near steal taken by Comunas. A wild scoop shot in the paint. Put up by Larger, didn't go. Ball went out of bounds on the carom, and the ball's turned over to Central. 2-0 Central. Mary Doan, the head coach for the Warriors. Talking to Bryn Wagner, I guess.
She forgot to take a bracelet off.
Wagner's got the ball. 2-0 Central. 6:19 left in the first.
Get there.
Foul called against Coleridge, calling against Michaela Cheney. Backcourt pass to Manzanares, a sophomore, left-hand dribble, lobs it over the head to Wagner, puts up a three from way downtown, that's off the rim, no good, rebound taken by Comunas, 2-0 Central. Jackie C., right wing, to Michaela Cheney, back to Comunas, little jab step there, she's on the right wing, she'll launch a three, and tried to bank it, didn't go. Rebound controlled by Ritterbush for Central, 2-0 Warriors. Pass on the right side to Manzanares. Drives. Pass down low. Wide open. Easy bucket. In and out. No good. Shot put up by Rascone. Didn't go. Here's a three-pointer. Top of the key. That's off the rim by Wagner. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Pulled down by Danica Baggett. Pass up the court to Michaela Cheney. Right wing. 2-0 Central. Here's Largent. Comunas down to the post. Shot put up by Clara Carranza. Didn't go. Missed the sweet spot of the glass. 2-0. Central, they've got the ball. Up the court comes Manzanares. Goes to Alex Wagner, zero. Here's number two for three. Number two, Ritterbusch from the left wing. And it's 5-0 Central. 4:55 left in the first. Central leading Coleridge. Ball knocked away as Baggett had it stripped away. Steal by Central. Central quickly up the court. Manzanares has it. Baseline drive now kicks it out right wing. They go top of the key. Three-pointer by Alex Wagner. Doesn't go. Ball out of bounds. It is Coleridge ball. 5-0 Central. 4:29 left in the first quarter. Fast pace to this game.
Yeah, I tell you what, Wagner's been kind of all over the court for the Warriors. She's got two steals already, and she's been hassling every dribble, every pass, it seems.
Largent's got the ball, top of the key, crossover dribble in the paint, takes it to the hoop, left-hand scoop shot doesn't go, rebound taken by Wagner for Central. Fast break up the court to Manzanares. Manzanares shut down there by two defenders, kicks it out right wing, three-pointer put up by Ritterbusch, doesn't go, rebound controlled by Central. Shot put up by Wagner from the free throw line, doesn't go, rebound knocked away by Coleridge, taken by Central. Ritterbusch put up a shot, didn't go, rebound controlled by Coleridge. Up the court comes Riley Cheney, up center court. Stops at the free throw line. Goes top of the key to Communis. Jackie's got it now right wing. Still dribbling with the right hand. Goes a little hook pass to Aisley Porter. Right wing to Rayleigh Largent. 5-0 Central. Always looking for that first bucket. Communis to Porter. Porter left side. Goes to the far corner to Carranza. Carranza hook pass out to Rayleigh Largent. Largent in traffic goes. And a traveling call against Michaela Cheney. Driving to the basket, took an extra step.
42.
So about five turnovers for Coleridge.
Yeah, there hasn't been a whole lot of rebounding taking place over here because Coleridge just hasn't really seemed to be able to get a shot off.
Annika Flores in for Central along with Liana Bryant. It's Mary Doan making some substitutions. Her Central Warriors leading Coleridge 5-0 with 3:23 to go in the first quarter. Coleridge with a zone press. And then Coleridge forces a turnover. There it passed there by Liana Bryant.
Yeah, she tried to lead Rassen there and just got it out in front of her too much. She couldn't get to it.
Baggett comes out for a breather. Here's Largent. Kick out to Communis. Drive by Aisley Porter. Puts up a shot. Does it go? Rebound put back. No good by Carranza. And we got foul called against Coleridge on the rebound attempt. No, excuse me, against Central.
That was on Coleridge, number five. I think it was on
Coleridge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he called it on. Did he say number five?
Yeah, against
Porter.
Aisley Porter.
Yep.
So that's her first, second team foul. 5-0 Central. Coleridge putting on the press, forcing a turnover there. On the perimeter. Good defense by Michaela Cheney. Coleridge trying to get rid of that zero. 2:48 to go in the first. They trail 5-0. Rayleigh Largent, a senior. Bounce the ball to the right hand. Right side pass to Communis. Jackie holding the ball over her head. Little jab step. Dribbles a couple times. Still dribbling. Now picks it up. Goes top of the key to Porter. Porter back to Jackie. Coming out to get it on the right wing. Jackie a jab step. Trying to get through that zone. Now they're playing a man. Communis trying to drive. Ball knocked away. He's out of bounds. Couple more subs coming in for four subs coming in for Central.
Yeah, almost like a line change in hockey.
Exactly. Yeah,
the whole team.
Aliana Stilson, in one of those subs in for Central. They lead 5-0 coming up in the 2-minute mark here in the first. Largent has it, directing traffic. Wants to get a pick, gets one. They pick, double up on her. Now goes to Jackie Communis. Jackie C, top of the key. Dribble to the right hand, finds an opening. Down low, drive by Carranza, puts up a shot. Oh, air ball, rebound, put back, no good. Carranza gets it back, tries to muscle it up there, draws the foul. And Claire Carranza will, what? They're calling a foul on Blue?
No, I don't think so. No, it's still Coleridge's
okay.
ball.
All right.
So I didn't see
Jasmine
who they called
Hernandez called for the foul.
Okay.
Under 2 minutes to go. Pass into Communis. Fakes the three. Shoots the three off the dribble. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Central. Racing up the floor is Liana Bryant. Bryant has the ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. It is Central ball in the far corner. A little different courtside.
It is. You know, every time, especially when one of the refs crosses in front, it's like, move. Would you get out of the way?
Yeah.
You're ruining. Oh, wait. That's right. You're supposed to be there.
Yeah, yeah. Danica Baggett checks in for Coleridge, replacing Cheney. And the Titans still trailing 5-0. Pass. Here's Jasmine Hernandez. Left side to Bailey Ritterbush. Now's at top of the key. Lobs it. Ball tipped away. And a steal by Communis. Taken back, though, by Bryn Wagner. Good hands there. Ritterbush has it right wing. Another pass tipped into the hands. Wagner puts up a three. Doesn't go. Now we got a foul. Against Central. Hernandez picks up her second. Each team with two fouls. A minute 24 left in the first. 5-0 Warriors lead. Coming up the floor is Raylee Largent. Man defense. Pass to Carranza at the free throw line. Ball coming from behind to steal it is Rhett Wagner. She'll lay it up and miss the layup. Gets her own rebound. Put that blocked by Jackie Communis. Good hustle by Jackie C. to come down the floor and prevent that shot. Big denial there. 105 to go. Central ball. Lob pass up the court to Wagner. Behind the back dribble. Shakes Communis. Now a little hook pass left side. Three-pointer by Ritterbush. Doesn't go. Rebound in the hands of Riley Cheney. Cheney down to Communis. Gets cut off at the post. Backs it out. 49 seconds. Who's going to break the ice? Jackie C. for three. Get in there. No, that's way off the mark. Rebound controlled by Central. Up the court comes Jasmine Hernandez. 38 seconds. Pass off to Bryn Wagner. Wagner to Ritterbush from the corner. Lobs it down to Stilson. Stilson cross-court pass to Hernandez. Cross-court to Ritterbush. Right wing. All alone for a three. That's off. Rebound taken by Coleridge with 22 seconds. Rebound taken by Carranza. Jackie C's got it. Kick out pass to Aisley Porter. Communis, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Get rid of that zero, girls. Pass down to Carranza. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Carranza double team, shakes the defender, missed the shot, air ball. That will do it for the first. Dear Mom, not much to write about. After one quarter, it's Grand Junction Central 5, Coleridge nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Grand Junction Central High School. 5-0 Central leading Coleridge. We go to the second quarter. Coleridge 0-for-10 from the field. Porter's got it now. Goes over to Raylee Largent. Porter's got it. Right wing to Cheney for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Central, 0-for-11. Up the court comes Central. Wagner down low. Shot put up by Ritterbush, doesn't go. After the fake, ball goes out of bounds. It's Coleridge ball.
Central seems to be winning this just on the defensive side. I mean, they're playing what looks like a 2-3 zone, but they're just not giving Coleridge any opportunity to get any shots off.
Pass right side to Michaela Cheney. Pass, bad pass on the perimeter. Picked off by Wagner. Three-pointer by number 11, Manzanares. That's off the mark. Rebound controlled by Coleridge. Pulled down by Cheney. And a full-court press by Central and a push called against Central. I think that's against Ritterbush. Nope.
It's against Wagner.
Called against Wagner.
Yep.
Her first, third team foul, 7:03 to go in the half, 5-0 Central.
Wagner's got five steals in this game already. She's all over the place.
Yeah. Pass up the court to Carranza. Carranza in the paint. Puts up a shot. Awkward shot. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Central. Pulled down by Ritterbush. Manzanares to Ritterbush to Wagner. Wagner flips it over right wing to Manzanares for three. Bang! 8-0 Central. Manzanares. 6:31 to go. It's only 8-0, but Coleridge has got to get something going. Here's a pass tipped. Central really aggressive on defense. Carranza has it. And they're calling traveling. Yeah. As Claire Carranza and Michaela Cheney exchanging the ball.
Well, I think she dumped it to Cheney. I think Cheney tried to jump with it and then came back down before she was able to pass. There's just nowhere to go with it. Just a smothering defense by Central.
8-0 Central. 6:15 left in the half. Wagner's got it for Central. Left side, Manzanares on the wing. Crossover dribble, gets a pick. Baseline drive now, puts up a floater. Out the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Cheney for Coleridge. Against the press, they get it up to Jackie C. Communities is going coast to coast. Puts up a floater, won't go. Rolled off the rim. Pass up the court to Manzanares. One-on-one with Communities. Puts up a shot, missed it. Rebound putback, no good. That putback by Wagner. Rebound controlled by Coleridge, pulled down by Chady. Here's Communis, right wing. Something's got to fall here. Get rid of that goose egg on the scoreboard. 5:30 to go in the first half. 8-0 Central. Hand off to Communis. Jackie's got it, right wing. One-on-one with Wagner. Puts up a shot with the left hand. Won't go. That's 17 points. Here's a pass picked off by Porter. Porter down to Communis, lays it up. Got it. There we go at the 5:12 mark. No, that was Carranza. Oh, no, it was Communis. I'm sorry. Communis with the basket. Finally, at the 5:12 mark of the second quarter, Coleridge gets on the board. Cross-court pass. Here's a shot blocked. That pass blocked by Porter. Good hands. Coleridge playing good D as well. Here's Communis, right wing. Launches a three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound in the hands of Ritterbush, and a foul's going to be called against Communis. Her first team foul, number three.
And there's just a lid on that basket.
Yep. Rayleigh Largent in for Aisley Porter. Bryant back in for Central, replacing Alex Wagner. 8-2 Central. Ritterbush has got it. Left side to Annika Flores. Manzanares got it. Got that big headband on. Top of the key. Flips it over right wing. Now they go down low to Bryant. Bryant top of the key to Manzanares. Drives in traffic. Muscles up a shot. Doesn't go. Knocked to the floor. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. They don't list the heights. For the girls, Manzanares, a sophomore, probably about 5'9", maybe 5'10". Very athletic. Foul called against Carranza, her first, fourth team foul, 8-2 Central. Still 8-2 as Manzanares misses the first free throw. Both teams showing the post-holiday slump.
Yeah.
The doldrums, the little rust.
The shooter slump.
Second free throw is good. It's 9-2 Central, 4:17 to go. Pass up the court to Communis. Jackie C. taking all the way. Put up a, I don't know if you want to shoot or hook, do a hook pass, but it was blocked and stolen. I think he was trying to go to Carranza. Central ball. Ritterbush to Manzanares for three. Way downtown. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Carranza, and she lost it out of bounds. Flores will inbound. Wagner back in for Central, replacing Manzanares. Flores at the baseline. Lobs it in. A bad pass picked off by Jackie C. Jackie racing to the basket. She'll take it all the way. Lays it up in the left hand. Got it. Jackie Communers.
Let's go. 50-50.
Makes it 9-4 Central.
Seems like the fast break is the way to go for them. Once Grand Junction gets settled down here, they just don't have much they can do.
Wagner's got it between the circle and the top of the key. Right side on the wing to Flores. To Bryant. Bryant down low to Sasha Rascone. Turnaround jump shot. Doesn't go. It's blocked, but apparently she was fouled by Claire Carranza. Her second got her on the wrist. Team foul number 5 for Coleridge. Sasha Rascone, a senior. About 5'11". First free throw is off the rim. No good. 9-4 Central. Basically Porter in, replacing Carranza, who's got those two fouls. Clyde Morgan saying to give her a rest there. Rascone's second free throw is good. She makes one out of two. It's 10-4. Good, buddy. Central with the lead. Here's Jackie Communers missed the layup, rolled off the rim, was uncontested, but she didn't get close enough. She's almost like 5 feet from an actual layup off the glass. Here's a steal down at the post by Baggett. Baggett to Jackie C. Communis has it left wing. Top of the key to Porter. Porter for three. Off the rim, no good. It rolled off. Here's a rebound controlled. They pass it down to Communis. Missed the shot. Rebound put back. No good. Put back an attempt again by Baggett. And this time a jump ball called. Danica just couldn't get it to fall. He said there's a lid on it. I'm starting to believe that.
Yeah.
2:50 left in the half. 10-4 Central with the lead. And they have the ball.
Yeah, they have shots that are just bouncing around the top of the rim but just can't seem to fall.
Porter's got it. Or rather, Wagner. Now it's Eliana Stilson. Stilson to Bryant. Bryant with a drive. Gets cut off. Hands it off to Wagner. Drives with the left hand. Lays it up and in. Alex Wagner, a junior, knocks down the layup. And it's 12-4 Central. Pass down to Communis. Too much on it. Couldn't quite retrieve it from going out of bounds at the baseline. Another turnover for Coleridge. And Jackie Communis accounts for all 4 points for the Titans. Coleridge with a press. It's a good test for Coleridge. They're playing a 5A team. Here's a steal. They're playing good D. Another steal for Coleridge up the court. And the ball knocked away. Wagner reaching in there, knocking it away, trying to get it away from Baggett. Titans ball. Warriors with the press. Pass to Cheney. Goes to Communis. Cross-court pass to Cheney. Here's Baggett. Drives it, shoots, missed it. Got it blocked. Wagner comes up with it for Central. Flores to Bryn Wagner. Lobs it to Flores. Left wing to Bryant. Back cross court right side to Wagner. Top of the key to Flores. Now backs up to the circle. Pass to Bryant. Coleridge playing a man. Bryant hands it off to Wagner. Minute 24 left. Wagner in the corner. Hands it off to Flores. Pass down low to Wagner. Turnaround jumper. No good. Off the rim. No good. Got her own rebound. Put back. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Pulled down by Cheney. Riley Cheney. Here's Michaela, or rather Rayleigh Largent. Riley Cheney. Here's Communis for three. Left wing. Too much off the back of the iron. And Jackie C. a little frustrated trying to get the ball back and call for a foul.
Yeah, you see that frustration starting to come through. They're trying a little hard, trying to get their own rebounds. And you see somebody who's in a shooting slump, and the whole team is in a shooting slump right now. And you're going to see that frustration boil up.
53 seconds left in the half, 12-4 Central. Wagner driving left side, gets around the defender. Cross-court pass. Now they go top of the key to Manzanares. Manzanares hook pass to Ritterbush. Three-pointer left wing. Off the rim, no good by Wagner. Controlled, though, by Central. Pass underneath on the block to Rascone. Her shot doesn't go, and she's fouled. Sasha Rascone trying to get her own rebound. So Danica Baggett had position, got the rebound, was fouled from behind. Rascone's first foul, just the fourth team foul, 27 seconds left. Someone's got to get hot here for Coleridge, 23 yep. seconds. Trailing by eight. Not insurmountable. Baggett's got it. She's called for traveling. Good little spin move there.
Yep.
17 seconds. Central will work for the last shot. Wagner stops at the circle. Left wing to Manzanares. She's not afraid to launch him. She'll hand it off to Wagner. Fakes the three. Goes to Wagner. Alex Wagner to Bryn Wagner for three at the buzzer. Does not go, and that will do it for the first half. Our score after one half a play, it's Central Warriors 12, Coleridge Titans, or I should say Jackie Communities 4. This is KMTS. We're back courtside at Grand Junction Central High School. Glad you could join us on this 4th of January. Hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. And we're hoping that the basketball improves. the girls and the boys, for that matter, shake the rust off. It's to be expected. I mean, you get some gym time during the without coach supervision, you know, to kind of stay sharp. But it's inevitable. Once you get together as a team, you're going to be a little rusty. But Coleridge right now trailing the Grand Junction Central Warriors. Both teams coming into tonight's game 6-1. Coleridge trailing 12-4. Coleridge uncharacteristically put up a goose egg, shut out in that first quarter 5-0. Central wasn't much better, but they got a couple shots to fall, and
right. There's
the 5-0 advantage, and they outscored Jackie Communities 7-4 in the second quarter. Jackie, you know, averaging almost 17 a game. Wonderful point guard, but everyone's struggling. Nothing's falling. Even some of the shots down low, they were 0-10 according to my estimation, in the first quarter. But Jackie finally got a couple shots to fall, and that's the advantage, 7-4 in the second, 12-4 here at halftime.
Honestly, it felt like it was halfway through the first quarter before they even were able to take a shot. I mean, the first couple of times down here on this end, you know, Central got a couple steals, and you know, so I was noticing the rebound count, and there wasn't even any shots taken down here until about 5 minutes into that first quarter. So, you know, the defense has been good on both sides of the ball. I think that Central's probably a little more. There's a little more hustle there. There's a little more. They're not able to get anything going down in the paint, and so the shots that Coleridge has been taking, other than the drives by Communities, has been, you know, desperation threes, you know, kind of thing. So they've got to figure out how to move the ball a little bit, how to get some space going, because I don't think they can, you know, I don't think they can trust in those threes to try to bring them back into this game.
Right. So what do you got for?
On Central's side, we've got Wagner's been A. Wagner's been doing good on the rebound side. B. Wagner, I didn't catch her first name. Is it Bailey or
Bryn?
Bryn, okay.
Bryn and Alex.
Yeah, she's kind of all over the place. She's got eight rebounds, one assist, and five steals. So she's been flying around. On Coleridge's side, Baggett's leading with five rebounds, two steals. Michaela Cheney's got four rebounds. So there's not a whole lot going on this side. Communities has one rebound, two steals, and a block. But, you know, it's been a lot of – been a lot of defense, a lot of stuff happening here at midcourt, you know, steals and stopping blocks and bad passes, that kind of thing. So
both teams deploying the double team trap, so if somebody gets it on, you know, on the high post near the corner, there's two defenders on it.
Yeah,
both teams go into that tactic, but offensively neither team really lighting it up.
Well, so, and you saw on that press that Coleridge was making a concerted effort to make the central point guards go to their left. I mean, they're so their bodies are completely turned sideways. They're just not letting them go right at all. They're saying, okay, you're going to have to go left, and then we're going to trap you there. And that seems to be working fairly well for them. It's just, you know, I was watching the guys warm up here during halftime just to make sure that nobody had put some cellophane over the over the rim or something. But they've got some balls going in, so we know it can happen.
Jackie Camuna is a junior, averaging 16.7 points per game. Clara Carranza, just over 8 points per game. So they're missing her offense as well. And Largent, almost 8 points per game. We get those players back in the scoring column, and Coleridge is right back in this game. They're only trailing 12-4. This could be a blowout, but if not for both teams struggling offensively. So they'll switch sides. Clyde Morgan, the head coach for Coleridge. They beat Faith Christian 52-17 and beat Moffitt County. That was at the Demon Invitational, 51-37, the last time they played, back on December 11th. Coleridge, the next game is hosting Steamboat Springs on Thursday the 6th. That's when we'll be at Glenwood Springs High School. Glenwood hosting Fruita Monument, a very tough school, another 5A school. And then we'll get into league play. But these are good early season tests that, you know, every game counts in the ultimate RPI standings. ...12-4, Central with the lead. Coleridge will get the ball to start half number two. Boy, be careful out there on the roads. There was I-70 was closed westbound at the Beck in the canyon for something going on. I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
But all the traffic had to be diverted onto 65, like you're going over Grand Mesa.
We got to go the scenic route.
Yeah. Slow and scenic. A lot of ice on the roads. Coleridge with the ball. Communities has it right wing. Here's a three-pointer. Largent. Bang! Rayleigh Largent. Just what the doctor ordered. How do you do? Good way to start the second half. She was all alone for that tray, hitting nothing but nets.
Yeah, one of the Grand Junction players had fallen down and left her wide open.
Just like that, it's 12-7. Manzanares with a drive. Pass down low to Rascone. Here's shot, no good, off the block. Rebound taken by Cheney, Michaela Cheney. Now Communis has it. Top of the key to Largent. Largent, left-hand dribble. Hands it off to Michaela Cheney. Michaela hands it off to Jackie C. Lobs it over to Largent. Holding the ball on her right hip. Dribbles a couple times with the right hand. Goes to Communis. Up high. Back to the defender. Jackie C. hands it to Baggett. Baggett underhands it to Communis. Jackie crossover dribble. Looking for a lane. Nobody there. Jackie's got it. Jackie with a baseline drive. Lost. Got the ball caught on her hip. And yeah, she wanted to switch hands and then shoot it, but kind of got stuck on the left hip.
Yeah, got called for the carry.
12-7, Coleridge.
Again, they're struggling to find anything, you know, but they're moving it around the perimeter, but just could not get any openings.
Coleridge with the press.
Get down quick!
Bryn Wagner to Manzanares. She's double-teamed. Ball's tipped, and ball goes out of bounds. Good defense. Coleridge coming out with a little fire.
Let's go. 50. 50.
Wagner will inbound, Bryn Wagner to Manzanares. Backcourt, scans the D. Bounces it back to Bryn Wagner at the circle. Met there by Michaela Cheney. Gets around a pick. Kick it out to Manzanares. Stops in the paint, puts up a shot with the right hand, off balance. No good, rebound taken by Central. Put back, no good by Rascone. Rascone backing up to the basket. And she was fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the line for two. Clara Carranza picks up foul number three. She's going to have to come out. First team foul. Sasha Rascone for Central at the line for two shots. Clyde Morgan, the head coach, asking Comunas to play backcourt. Carranza comes out. She's replaced by Aisley Porter. First free throw from Rascal was off the rim. She's 1 for 3 at the line. Second attempt is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Porter. Controlled by Central. Lob pass down to Rascone at the block. Block. Here's a shot. Floater with the right hand. Put up by Brent Wagner. Does it go?
Let's go.
Rebound controlled by Coleridge. Up the court comes Rayleigh Largent. Has the ball stripped away. Falls to the floor. Wrestling for it. They didn't call jump ball. Boy, look at this. Players all over the floor. Now Comuna is slow to get up from the floor. There's a pass stolen by Wagner. Up the court to Ritterbush. Lays it up. Blocked from behind by Aisley Porter. Coleridge not giving up. Porter coming down there to swat the ball out of bounds.
A nice hustle on Porter's.
Ritterbush lobs it into Manzanares. Jump shot from 5. Won't go. Ball tipped away by Comunas. Taken by Rascone. Here's a baseline jumper. Knocked down by Bailey Ritterbush. Her second basket. It's 14-7 Central. Jackie Comunas dribbles around 2 defenders. Has the ball again left wing after a pass to Cheney. Rayleigh Largent near the circle. Largent down to Porter. Porter with a left hand off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Manzanares for Central up the left side. Manzanares taking it all the way. Lays it up and got it. Little baseline jumper, a little head fake by Manzanares. Her second basket. It's 16-7 Central. Here's a pass. Went down to Michaela Cheney. Missed the shot. Shot put up by Manzanares. No good. Rebound controlled by Central. 15-foot jumper by Bryn Wagner doesn't go. Now battle for the ball on the floor. Jump ball. Possession will remain with Central. And Coach Mary Doan wants a full timeout for Central. 16-7 in the third quarter. 16-7 Central with the lead. 4:30 left in the third quarter. This is KMTS.
Twice as big.
Welcome back to Grand Junction Central High School. The Central Warriors cheerleading squad putting on a little demonstration there. Speaking of cheer squads, congratulations again to Coleridge High School for winning their 4th consecutive state championship.
Yeah.
That is remarkable.
4 in a row.
5th overall.
Yeah.
Tremendous. They put in a lot of work. Very athletic student athletes. Central ball out of bounds at the baseline. Lob pass up the court to Bryn Wagner. Hook pass to Manzanares on the right wing. Stops at the free throw line. Goes to Alex Wagner for 3. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Coleridge. Taken by Porter. She almost has it stolen from behind. Boy, Central so aggressive on D. Hook pass cross court to Jackie Comunas and too high. Sailed it out of bounds.
Out of her reach. And that's, you know, that's just by all that pressure that Bryn Wagner's putting on him. I mean, she has a motor. She's just going hard.
I'm coming up the 4-minute mark here in the third. 16-7 Central. Manzanares. Step back jumper from 15. Won't go. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Pulled down by Michaela Cheney. Pass up the court to Jackie C. Jackie double teamed. Jackie goes to the baseline. Lobs up a wild shot. Doesn't go. With the left hand. That one really had no chance. Bounce pass to Manzanares. Right wing to Bryn Wagner for Central. Now clears it, goes near the circle. Scans the D, goes left wing to Lauren Spencer. Spencer stops at the free throw. Oh, she traveled.
She
did a little stutter step. Couldn't quite put on the brakes.
Yeah, put on the brakes, but then picked up her pivot foot.
She hit an icy patch, just like a lot of folks have the last week or so.
Yeah.
Pass left side to Jackie C for 3. Oh, that had was on line, but just a little too much spin on it.
Yeah.
Spun off the rim and out of bounds.
Well, and that was a deep 3, too. She was probably 3 feet behind the line on that one.
Yeah. Hold up. Jackie C with 4 points all in the second quarter. 16-7 Central, 3:15 to go, third quarter. A defensive battle for both teams. Bryn Wagner for three. Bang.
Wow.
Her first three makes it 19-7 Central. Raylee Largent at the circle. Left wing to Michaela Cheney. Cheney double team. Lobs it to Jackie C. Jackie's got it. Full timeout called by Coach Clyde Morgan and the Coleridge Lady Titans. We'll take a break. 19-7 Central leading the Coleridge Lady Titans. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. This is KMTS. Seconds left in this timeout. Oh, I hate that countdown clock.
Yeah. Unless you're quick enough to look before they...
In 10 seconds, I'll tell you how much time is left in the third quarter. I should have written it down. 19-7 Central leading Coleridge.
They just want to build the suspension. Make you feel like you're getting to the end.
2:47 remaining in the third quarter. There we go. Okay, note to self, write down the time. Titans with the ball after that full timeout by Coach Clyde Morgan. See what he drew up on the old dry erase board. Do they use those anymore? That's not what he drew up. A steal by Central. Up the court comes Lauren Spencer. Puts up a shot over two defenders. No good. Rebound put back. Manzanares trailing the ball. Gets the putback. It's 21-7 Central. Pass through the court to Jackie Caminos. Lost it. She fell out of bounds. Central ball. Manzanares with a pass. Picked off in the paint. Pass up the court from Porter to Jackie C. Left wing. Head fake. Drives. One-on-one. Puts up a wild shot and drew the foul. No.
She traveled. Yeah, she turned her back and just started pushing backwards. I think you can tell she's getting frustrated.
I was watching the trail ref. The ref on the other side called the travel.
Yeah,
that was just one of those blind... That was a shot you do in horse. Okay, match this. Manzanera, step back three off the dribble. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Carranza. To Jackie C. To Raylee Largent. Right wing to Michaela Cheney. Largent's got it top of the key. Porter's got it left wing. Michaela Cheney top of the key. Right side to Largent. Largent to Jackie Caminos. Minute 40 left in the third. Caminos, here's Porter, fakes the three, baseline drive, bounce pass, trying to go through the key, she's fouled. It'll be ball out of bounds for Coleridge. Coleridge, their only points this quarter, a three-pointer to open things up by Raylee Largent. There's been an offensive struggle for the Lady Titans.
It seems their play has become a little more frantic.
Cheney into Caminos, lost the ball, her hands out of bounds, right into the Coleridge bench. Just a rough night. Baggett comes in for Jackie C. Minute 30 to go, third quarter, 21-7 Central. Manzanares to Spencer, back to Manzanares. Lob pass to Spencer. Manzanares in the far corner. Lob pass top of the key to Alex Wagner. There's a shot blocked, so they're calling a foul against Michaela Cheney. That's her second.
Second team foul.
Ball out of bounds. Annika Ford is inbounding for Central. Lobs it in the key to Manzanares. Now backs it out. Being guarded closely by Raylee Largent. Manzanares one-handed flip pass right wing to Spencer. Flores guy has it now. Backing up near the circle. Coming out to Garter. Cheney. Alex Wagner. Lob pass in the paint. Down low to Sasha Rascone and a foul. Seconds left in the third, 21-7 Central.
First personal 13 foul.
Lauren Spencer inbounding for Central at the baseline. Lobs it to Manzanares. Quickly down to Rascon. Kicks it out to Flores for three. Off the glass and off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Falls to the floor. Passes it off to Manzanares, who drives. Now circles back around left wing. 30 seconds. Manzanares left wing. And get it to Lauren Spencer. Back to Manzanares on the wing. Bounce pass to Alex Wagner. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line won't go. Rebound taken by Danica Baggett. Cross court pass to Largent. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5, 4. There's a shot by Baggett in the paint. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Central. That will do it for the third quarter. Central leading Coleridge 21-7 as we go to the fourth. This is KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter here at Grand Junction Central High School. Ron Milhorn, Keith Harris, courtside. Been a rough night for the Coleridge Lady Titans. Not exactly an offensive clinic put on by Central, but they lead 21-7 as we go to the fourth. Central outscored Coleridge 9-3 in that third quarter. Raylee Largent had that three-pointer in the third. Kayla Cheney to Largent left wing. Jackie Kamuna is on the bench right now, just getting a breather. Here's a drive. Shot is blocked. Knocked out of bounds. Coleridge ball at the baseline. Kayla Cheney inbounding. Goes, oh, pass off the hands.
Sanchez.
Is it Sanchez?
Yeah, I think so.
Shot missed there. Central controls the ball. Three-pointer by Alex Wagner. Making a two-pointer. Toes were on the line. Alex Wagner, number zero. Scores a two. 23-7 Central. Jackie C. coming back in for Coleridge. Kayla Cheney. Raylee Largent. Largent left wing. Emerson Harvey. Pass to Raylee Largent for three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound taken by Alex Wagner. Wagner up the court to Bailey Ritterbush. Thrown out of bounds. Now, Central's committed a lot of turnovers. They've had some shots blocked. They haven't been there at their best, but
yeah, but when
nothing falling for Coleridge.
I say when you can't make it, when you can't get a shot to go in, and you can't get a clean shot. I mean, even the shots they've taken have been a lot of off balance stuff. And
yeah, the most open look was Raylee Largent's three to start the third. Communis gets the pass underneath, lays it up, missed. The shot came up short. Putback, got it. There we go. Put back by Aisley Porter. 23-9. Question is now, will Coleridge get into double figures? Here's a shot put up by Flores. Doesn't go from 10 feet. Rebound controlled by Central. Three-pointer by Alex Wagner. Doesn't go from the top of the key. Rebound tipped away by Communes. Now coming up the right side on a breakaway was Largent. She was fouled from behind. Fouled by Bryn Wagner. First, second. Second team foul. Alex Wagner coming out. Floor is out as well. Leanna Bryant in for Central. Clara Carranza in for Coleridge, replacing Emerson Harvey. Largent has it at the circle. 23-9 Central. Lob pass down low, trying to go to Carranza. Nice pass, but a nice idea anyway, but well defended by Bailey Ritterbush, who had position. Forced the turnover, Central ball. Bryn Wagner dribbling left side against two defenders and a foul. Just a good quick move there, drew the foul. That's going to be fourth team foul against Coleridge.
Fouls on Coleridge, number 32, Barton, second personal, fourth team foul.
Largent call for the foul, her second. And a 30-second timeout called by Central. Did Central call a timeout? Oh, Coleridge did, okay.
I thought it was Coleridge, yeah.
And there's 15 seconds left in the timeout. Again, reminder.
Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
The Broncos game is Saturday, not Sunday. They switch things around because it's kind of a meaningless game.
Yeah.
The Broncos, Chiefs have already wrapped up the AFC West, so they're
trying to get the games that mean something in the prime time.
Yeah, so they're going to show the Raiders Chargers Sunday night, prime time. Winner of that will clinch a postseason berth. So the Broncos are playing on Saturday at 2:30. Pass into Manzanares. Sets up for a three. All alone. No good. Rebound taken by Jackie Communities. Jackie C. brings it up left side. Uncontested. Stops left wing. Crossover dribble. Desperate for a basket. Turnaround jumper. Off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put back good. Jackie C. Eventually, the shooters will get their shots. And Coleridge in double figures. 23-11 Central. Pass up the court to Liana Bryant. She's smothered there in the corner. Gets it away to Bryn Wagner. Jump shot, no good. Rebound put back. Doesn't go by Rasko. Rebound controlled by Porter. Coleridge did a good job defensively and rebounding.
Right.
Just offense just can't get going.
Yep.
5 minutes to go in the game. Jackie C. left side. Communities, here's now pass down low to Carranza. Jump shot. Got it to bounce. Clara Carranza with her first basket. And it's a 10-point lead for Central. And now Coleridge really turning up the heat on defense. Bryn Wagner gets past two defenders. Dribbles to the corner left side. Lobs it to Manzanares. 4:34 to go. Manzanares stops at the free throw line. Kick it over to Wagner. Wagner lobs it down to Bryant. Bryant double team, clears it, goes back to Bryn Wagner. Baseline drive. And a bounce pass off the foot of Carranza out of bounds. Aliana Stilson in for Central. Alex Wagner, full timeout called by Coach Clyde Morgan and the Coleridge Lady Titans. 4:17 to go in the ballgame. 23-13, Central with the lead. This game, yes. Back to Grand Junction Central High School, 4:17. I made a note, 4:17 left in the ballgame. Central Warriors with the lead over the Lady Titans, 23-13. You said Central was out rebounding Coleridge in the first half, right?
Yeah, they probably got a 12 or 15 rebound advantage over Coleridge right now. Mainly on the offensive side, they seem to have twice as many offensive rebounds.
Manzanares inbounding the baseline, running out of time. Now lobs it up to Alex Wagner. They go to Bryn Wagner for three. Ooh, that would have been a dagger rebound. No put back. Manzanares missed the shot from 12. Got her own rebound. Battle for it. Carranza comes up with it. Strips the ball away. Goes to Jackie C. Communities brings it up. Looks over her shoulder. Here's Michaela Cheney. Jackie C. now in the left corner. Kayla Cheney. There's a drive by Rayleigh Largent. Lays it up, missed the shot. Carranza put back. Oh, didn't go, but she drew the foul, and she'll go to the line for two. Boy, if that that goes through the cylinder.
Fouls on Central's number 10. Still
got an 8-point deficit. You can still cut it to 8. She can hit these free throws. Foul's called against Stilson, her first. 13 foul. First free throw is off the back of the rim. Clara Carranza. Their second attempt. Nope. Pushed it off to the left. Missed them both. Rebound control by Central. Manzanares has it. 23-13 Central with the 10-point lead. Right wing to Bryant. Bryant, little jab step. Jab step again. Dribbles a couple times. The left hand stops. Goes to Alex Wagner. Now right wing to Manzanares. 3:30 to go. Manzanares crossover dribble. Gets a pick. In the paint. Kick out pass to Bryant. She traveled before she passed it.
Yep. Yeah, she went to pass it. Saw that it was cut off and pulled it back in. And just took that extra step.
3:25 to go in the game. A couple buckets here, and Coleridge is back in this. Trailing by 10. Time is their enemy right now. Passed underneath to Claire Carranza. Lays it up and in. Nice pass from Rayleigh Largent. Good assist. And it's an 8-point lead for Central. Turnover by Central as they.
Yep. They trapped her. They trapped her right there at the yellow line, and,
she stepped on the red.
Yep.
Another turnover forced by Coleridge. This game is far from over. 23-15 Central. They led 21-7 for a long time. Largent's got it, right wing. Top of the key to Jackie C. If she could knock down a three, that would be sweet. Drive in traffic, lays up a shot with left hand, doesn't go. Rebound Carranza, put back, doesn't go. Jackie Comunas trying to fight for it, and is pulled away by Stilson for Central. Up the court to Manzanares, left side. Manzanares, oh, there's a foul call against Jackie Comunas. Reaching in there, trying to poke it away, picks up her third, 15 foul. Rascone in, Ryan out, Ritterbush in for Central. Manzanares inbounding near the Central bench. She'll go back to Bailey Ritterbush. Manzanares guarded closely there by Rayleigh Largent. Dribbles right side, baseline shot, too hard. Rebound taken by Porter. Porter up the court to Rayleigh Largent. Pass down to Clara Carranza, who's called for traveling. She passed it off to Jackie Comunas, but moved a foot. Here's a steal by Jackie C. Jackie's got it. Two defenders on her. Goes to Porter. Porter, left side. Drive by Largent. No look pass to Carranza. Dribbles one, shoots. Missed the shot. Adelford on the floor, a wrestling match there. And
they called a jump ball.
Jump ball. Yeah. No jumping going on there. It was just a takedown. Possession goes to Central. Coleridge with a press. 2 minutes to go in the game. And coming from behind, a foul called against Rayleigh Largent. Almost got a steal.
All right, timeout.
Coleridge calling a timeout.
Minute 59 left in the ball game. 30-second timeout called by Coleridge coach Clyde Morgan. Well, you got to admire the Coleridge effort in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're trying to get some things going, and you know, I think that travel that was down there called on Carranza was. I think it was a pass that was supposed to be going to the person beyond Carranza, and I think it was just right at her head. I think out of self-defense, she caught it, but she was in the middle of a running stride, wasn't able to get a dribble down. But, yeah, you can see that they're really picking up, trying to have this last moment push.
Manzanares inbounding for Central, right in front of us here. Pass into Bryn Wagner. She's smothered there, double team, and Bryn Wagner fell to the floor, and she's helped up by Rayleigh Largent. Largent picked up her fourth foul, 17 foul. Now it's a 1-1.
Yeah, that was, again, just a foul that came out of Largent's desperation to try to get a steal.
Yeah, I love to see the good sportsmanship.
Yeah, helping her up.
Yep. Largent's first free throw is good. Nothing but nets. Or Wagner's first free throw, excuse me. Bryn Wagner, second free throw. Perfect. Boy, good form at the line. Makes it back to a 10-point lead for Central. Pass up the court to Jackie C. Gets it away from the defender. Bounce pass underneath, trying to go to Carranza, who was all alone at the block and just threw it away.
Yep. A little bit behind her. Yep. She was moving forward too fast.
Minute 46 to go here in the game. 25-15 Central. Lauren Spencer in for the Warriors, replacing Bailey Ritterbush. Manzanares inbounding against the Coleridge press. Almost ran out of time. And here's a jump ball. No, a foul. And they call a foul against Rayleigh Largent, and that'll do it. She fouls out. Eighth team foul now.
I tell you what, I'm not sure that was a foul. Looked very much like that she was bringing the ball in. All of a sudden, Largent had both hands wrapped around the ball. I'm not sure exactly where that foul was.
Yeah. So Lauren Spencer, sophomore, at the line for 1-1. Andrea Jacquez in for Coleridge to replace Rayleigh Largent. First free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Carranza. Jacquez comes down with it. In trouble. And gets it up to Jackie Commuters. Minute 35 to go. Jackie C, top of the key. Drives, finds a lane. Left-handed shot. Puts. It's blocked by Manzanares. And out of bounds. Boy, just a clean block by Manzanares. No. Okay, it's Coleridge ball. Kayla Cheney inbounds it to Jackie. Jackie C, left wing. Cheney, Commuters, left wing. Minute 20 to go here in the game. Jacquez call is foul. Drew the foul. That's the fourth team foul. Foul's called against Lauren Spencer.
Lauren Spencer, second personal, fourth team foul.
Or second, team foul number four. 10-point lead for Central. Ball out of bounds on the sideline. Caminas will inbound. Goes back to Michaela Cheney. Cheney gets a pick. Hands it off to Jackie C. Jackie, left-hand dribble. Left-hand shot. Off the rim, no good. She's fouled. This time, she'll go to the line for two. She's got a quick step and almost suspends in the air. She's got good hops and does that nice soft touch with the left hand, but they just haven't been falling tonight. Jackie's first attempt is no good. Rolls off the rim.
Somebody put the plastic wrap on top of it.
Yeah. She's got 6 points on the night. Well below her. Nearly 17 a game. Second free throw. Good. Minute 9 to go in the game. 9-point lead for Central. Manzanera springs it up, racing up the floor like she's double parked. Picks it up, double team, and flips it over to Lauren Spencer, top of the key, left wing to Rascone. Hands it to Manzanera. They're going to run clock here, just milk it. Almost stepped on the half court line. Crossover dribble, splits the double team, flips it back court to Flores, 39 seconds. Spencer right wing, and she's held there by Jackie Commuters. Jackie picks up her fourth. Stops the clock with 36 seconds. Mary Doan has been liberal with the substitutions tonight. I'm seeing like, boy, it's like,
yeah.
Back and forth they go.
Sometimes three and four at a time.
Yeah. Lauren Spencer at the line for Central. Hits the first free throw. It's back to a 10-point lead for the Warriors. Boys game coming up after this. Hopefully the DeBeck Canyon has reopened. Spencer with her second attempt is good. An 11-point lead, 27-16. Jackie Commuters, top of the key, right wing. Jacquez down to Claire Carranza, takes the pass, shoots and scores. Carranza with a little hesitation there, nice fake. Claire's got 6 points all this quarter, 27-18 Central.
Good defense on Coleridge. They ran out of time. Couldn't get it in.
18 seconds left. Let's get another bucket, girls. Porter inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Jacquez. To Porter, top of the key, all over three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound put back by Michaela Cheney. Does it go? Second attempt is good. Michaela Cheney. Boy, if only.
Yeah.
If only.
If only they had one more quarter, if they could play like this for one more quarter.
7 seconds left, 27-20 Central. 30-second timeout called by Coach Clyde Morgan. So there's more time left in the timeout than there is in the actual game. So Glenwood will host, actually Glenwood girls, right? Well, I think they tip off at 7 against Chatfield. They're playing down on the front range. Chatfield, big 5A school. It's an odd game in the middle, you know, to start the new year. But down there playing a very tough school tonight. And wish them a safe trip back. And then Glenwood will host Fruita Monument Thursday night, 5:30 and 7 here on KMTS. Central ball, 7 seconds left, and a 7-point lead for the Warriors. Spencer running out of time, now gets it in to Stilson. And a foul called, I think, against Carranza. Nope.
Fouls on floor is number 23, Cheney.
Cheney, Michaela Cheney, makes up her third.
Line for the Warriors, number 3, Lauren Spencer, shooting the double bonus.
Lauren Spencer at the line. And we're in double bonus now.
4 seconds, you gotta go quick.
Spencer's first free throw is off the back of the rim. Haven't been that many trips to the line tonight for either team.
Yeah, especially Coleridge. They've only had 4 free throws.
Spencer's second attempt is no good. Rebound taken by Porter. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Up the court to Cheney. To Jacquez at the buzzer. Didn't get the shot off in time, and that is your ball game. Final score, Central 27, Coleridge 20. Back for the totals after this on KMTS. And we're back to Grand Junction Central High School. The Coleridge Lady Titans lose to Central in a non-league game, 27-20. Well, the undoing for Coleridge really was that first quarter, even though they only trailed 5-0 after one. A defensive struggle really throughout the game, but especially that first half. They trailed 5-0 after the first, outscored 7-4 in the second. Could only manage 3 points in the third quarter to Central's 9, and then finally started to catch fire and get a little rhythm and outscored Central 13-6 in the fourth quarter. By that time, Central was in the double bonus, and they were knocking down some free throws. And at one point, Central was leading 21-7, and it looked like it was going to be a blowout in the second half. But the fact that they only lose by 7, both teams coming in at 6-1 and only lose by 7, is a victory in itself. The offense is going to come around, and just a little rust, they'll shake it off and get ready for Steamboat on Thursday. But if a few more of those shots fall, we're talking about a different outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that, especially in that first half. I mean, sure, in that first quarter they didn't get very many shots off, but in that second quarter it looked like somebody was up there swatting that ball away.
Yeah.
It would hit both sides of the rim, roll around, rim out. I mean, it was incredible how they could not get any of those to fall. So you're right. I mean, a couple of those, you know, going down instead of rolling out, and that would have been a very different game there at the end. And I think it would have changed their frustration level. Frustration level getting pretty high there at the end, which made their shots come off poorly and that sort of thing. But, it's amazing what you take in good shots and they're just not going in can do to you. I remember when I was playing, that was the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working hard, I'm doing everything right.
Get an open look, I use the glass like I'm coached.
Yeah.
And it's just not falling.
Yeah.
Jackie Commuter is coming into this to the night averaging almost 17 a game. She finishes with 7 points. A couple of buckets in the second quarter, a basket in the fourth, and a free throw. And a frustrating night for Jackie, but those shots will eventually fall. She'll get back to her average. Claire Carranza, scoreless through three quarters, finally in the fourth quarter, knocked down 3 buckets. She finishes with 6. Aisley Porter with a basket. Michaela Cheney with a basket. And Rayleigh Largent gave Coleridge a promising start to the second half when she knocked down that wide-open 3 and just buried it. Nothing but net. I thought, we got something going here, but that was it.
Yep.
That was it for the third quarter. for the Titans, or rather for the Central Warriors. 4 points from Alex Wagner. Bailey Ritterbush with 5 points. 2 points by Lauren Spencer. Bryn Wagner with 7 points. The leading scorer for Central, Christina Manzanares, finished with 8, including a three-pointer and a couple points from Sasha Rascone. As Central improves to 7-1, Coleridge falls to 6-2, and their little win streak is snapped, but they will host the Steamboat Spring Sailors on Thursday night. What do you got for rebounds?
Yeah, the rebounds was a little heavy on the Central side. They had 40 total rebounds, 16 on the offensive boards, versus Coleridge's 33. So not a huge difference, but just enough to keep them going back into there. And you see Bryn Wagner was the leading rebounder for them. She had 10 rebounds, 5 steals. For Coleridge, Carranza had 7. Michaela Cheney had 8 rebounds. Porter had a couple of steals and that sort of thing. But you could just see that, assists, steals, and blocks, they were very well matched. One of the big differences was free throws. There's only, Coleridge only took 4 free throws because they just weren't able to get good shots off.
Right, right.
And so, versus Central, they had 12 free throws in there. A lot of that was there at the end when Coleridge was, a little desperate. But, it just seemed a little bit on the offensive side, like Coleridge just couldn't get it together, and then it's kind of like one of those quicksand kind of thing. Something goes wrong, then something else goes wrong.
You start flailing your arms, and right. you sink even further. Yeah.
Right, then you start getting desperate, and you start fouling more, and that kind of thing. So,
but again, a good test to play a bigger school. And they'll play Steamboat Thursday night and then get back into league play. But Coleridge and Clyde Morgan's girls are too talented to play this poorly offensively. And everyone has their struggles. And, of course, you kind of expect it the first game back after a 2-week break.
So. Well, and against a 6-1 Central, they were fairly evenly matched.
Yeah, they were. 27-20, the final score, Central over Coleridge. The boys coming up in just a few minutes. So keep it tuned to KMTS.